The cup of blessing that we bless, isn't it a communion of the blood of Christ? He spoke very convincingly and powerfully, for his message is this: what's in the cup is what flowed from his side, and we partake of that. He referred to it as a cup of blessing because, when we hold it in our hands, we exalt him with our hymn in awe and wonder at his unimaginable gift, blessing him, among other things, for the sharing of this very drink that we might not remain in error. And not just for the sharing, but also for making it available to us all. So if you crave blood, he says, do not stain the idol's altar with the slaughter of animals, but stain my altar with my blood. Tell me, what could be more incredible than this? What could be more lovingly kind? Lovers also do this. When they see those they love yearning for strangers' things while rejecting their own, they share their own belongings, persuading them to abandon the gifts of others. However, lovers are generous with their possessions, money and clothing, but no one is generous with their blood. Yet Christ demonstrated his care and love for us in this way too. In the Old Covenant, due to their imperfection, he allowed them to offer the blood that they used to offer to idols to himself, turning them away from those idols. This again showed his extraordinary love. But today, he has shifted the practice to something far more profound and glorious, altering the very nature of the sacrifice itself. Rather than commanding the slaughter of animals, he commanded that we offer up himself.